गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन,
मॉर्निंग।
कैन वी स्टार्ट द मीटिंग नाउ?
हाय, गुड मॉर्निंग। यस, वी कैन स्टार्ट। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, मॉडरेटर, हाउ मेनी मेंबर्स आर देयर?
देर आर टोटल 42 मेंबर्स प्रेजेंट इन द मीटिंग करंटली।
ओके, सो we have sufficient quorum, so can we will proceed further. Okay, a very good morning everyone. This side Suti Kinariwala, company secretary and compliance officer of Aeron Limited. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome you all at the 30th annual general meeting of the company. On behalf of the Board of Directors of Aeron Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all of you at the 30th Annual General Meeting of the company. As per the circular issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Securities Exchange Board of India, we are conducting this AGM through video conference. Also, the company has taken all feasible steps to ensure that the shareholders are provided with an opportunity to participate in the annual general meeting. Now that we move ahead towards initiating the proceedings of the meeting, I wish to introduce all directors and panelists for today's meeting of the company. Today we have with us our respected Mr. Sandeep Kumar Agrawal, Chairman and Managing Director, Mrs. Poonam Sandeep Kumar Agrawal, Executive Director, Mr. Abhishek Agrawal, Non-Executive Director, Mrs. Bhumika Aditya Gupta, Independent Director, Chairman of Nomination and Remuneration Committee and Stakeholder Relationship Committee of the company, Mr. Manish Iyer, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee of the company, Mr. Siddharth Dugar, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee of the company, Mr. Ajit Jain, Independent Director of the company, Mr. Krunal Jethwa, Chief Financial Officer of the company, Mr. Aditya Devra, Partner of Devra Maheshwari and Company Chartered Accountant, the statutory auditor of the company, who has joined the meeting from his office at Ahmedabad. Authorized representative of SCS and Company LLP, company secretaries, the secretarial auditor of the company, and the scrutinizer appointed by the company for this meeting has also joined the meeting from their office at Ahmedabad. I would like to inform that at the outset, I will take you through certain points regarding the participation and voting at this meeting. All the members who have joined this meeting are by default placed on mute to avoid any disturbance from background noise and ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. Members who have not voted through remote e-voting can cast their votes through e-voting facility during the AGM. The e-voting facility has been enabled for shareholders to vote during the meeting, and the same shall be available till 15 minutes after the closure of meeting. As per Article Association, Mr. Sandeep Kumar Agrawal, Chairman of the company, shall be the chairman of 30th Annual General Meeting of the company. The Registrar of Directors and Key Managerial Personnel, Register of Contracts and other statutory documents referred to in the notice are available for inspection electronically and can be accessed by sending a request to shares@aeronlimited.in. For scrutinizing e-voting and remote e-voting process, the company has appointed SCS and Company LLP practicing company secretary to act as the scrutinizers, who are also available in the meeting. The results will be declared after receiving of scrutinizer report at the earliest within 2 working days after the meeting. The results will also be available on the website of the company. Before I begin with the agenda, I would like to request Mr. Sandeep Kumar Agrawal, Chairman of the 30th Annual General Meeting, to share a brief about the progress of the company. Over to you, sir. Sandeep, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. FY 2024 and 2025 has been a year of scaling ambitions into action. We have not just grown, we have grown with intent, carefully aligning our capabilities with where the market is heading and where our clients need us to be next. In a global environment defined by rapid technology change, Aeron Limited's strength lies in our ability to adapt, to anticipate, and to deliver. This year, we sharpened our focus on building a truly borderless business, one that thinks globally but executes locally. Our growing presence across key international hubs reflects a deeper commitment to be closer to our clients, to respond faster, and to operate with agility in every geography we serve. Equally important has been our continued evolution as a technology-driven enterprise. Artificial intelligence, automation, and secure, scalable platforms are no longer just enablers. They are the foundation on which the next chapter of Aeron will be built. We are not chasing trends. We are engineering solutions that will matter 3, 5, and 10 years from now. What excites me most is the caliber and dedication of our people, their ability to work across borders, industries, and technologies while upholding the trust and quality our clients expect is the reason we can think big and deliver even bigger. Looking ahead, we are entering FY 2025-26 with confidence. Confident in our strategy, our technology, our people, and the trust we have earned from you. The opportunities before us are significant, and with discipline and ambition, we will seize them. Thank you for your belief in Aeron Limited. Together, we are shaping not just a stronger company, but a more intelligent, connected, and future-ready business. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Now, with the permission of the chairman, I will begin formal address to the shareholders.
Yeah, please.
Pursuant to the MCA and SEBI circulars, the annual report for the financial year 2024-25, along with notice, board report, auditor's report, and financial statements, has already been circulated to all the shareholders through electronic mode, whose email address were registered with the company or depository. For members who have not registered their email address, the company has dispatched a communication containing a web link with the exact navigation path to access the annual report 2024-25. The annual report is also available for viewing and download on the company's website at www.aeronlimited.com. There are no qualification or adverse remarks in statutory report and secretarial audit report, and hence the same is not required to be read in the meeting. The notice of the meeting and annual report has already sent to the members and are taken as read. The notice of the AGM contains 7 items for approval of the shareholders through e-voting. As the meeting is convened through VC Zoom platform today, resolutions have already been put up to vote through remote e-voting, and the requirement of proposing and seconding the resolution is not applicable. I will now take up the resolutions as set forth in the notice. The business specified as in the notice of the AGM are ordinary business, to receive, consider, and adopt the audited standalone financial statement of the company for the financial year 31st March 2025, and the report of the board directors and auditors thereon, and the audited consolidated financial statement of the company for the financial year ended on 31st March 2025, and the reports of auditors thereon. Second, to appoint Mr. Abhishek Sandeep Kumar Agrawal, director of the company, as a director liable to retire by rotation and being eligible, offer himself for reappointment. Apart from this, we have certain special business to transact in this AGM that are special business, third, appointment of SCS and Company LLP Company Secretary as the secretarial auditor of the company for a term of 5 consecutive years from the financial year 2025-26 to the financial year 2029-30. Reappointment of Mr. Sandeep Kumar Agrawal as a Chairman and Managing Director and payment of remuneration. Fifth, reappointment of Mrs. Poonam Sandeep Kumar Agrawal as an Executive Director and payment of remuneration. Sixth, adoption of Memorandum of Association of the company as per the provisions of the Companies Act 2013. Seventh, approval for giving loans and guarantees or providing securities under Section 185 of the Companies Act 2013. I would like to inform you that the company has received requests from some of the shareholders to speak at AGM before the AGM via mail. Now, with the permission of the chair, we will take the questions from the shareholders who have registered themselves as speakers. The members are requested to keep their question brief and precise and not to exceed 3 minutes. And now I request speaker shareholders to ask their questions, if any. Moderator, if you can.
Very good morning, ma'am. I am Sudipto Chakraborty, attending DC from Kolkata, shareholder of Iron Limited. At first, I congratulate my company secretary, my board of directors, and my fellow shareholders to give me a chance to speak something in this platform. Madam, I believe my company is in strong hands, and it will perform better to better in coming future. For our directors' honesty, dedication, devotion, and determination. I believe coming days share price must will going up. My first question is, how can you control your liabilities and interest costs? And second question is, how would you implement AI technology in your business? You are very investor-friendly company always. Madam, please consider some reward for the speaker to deliver speech in this meeting. I casted vote in your favor. Thank you and best of luck for you and your company. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, regarding the question asked by the shareholder, the respected shareholder, and how we will control our interest cost and liabilities. I think in terms of liabilities, like creditors, we have the minimum creditors on our books, and normally we don't, you know, keep any creditors for more than a week or 10 days, that's all. By and large, barring some of the creditors where there is a, you know, verification of the bill and all that is pending, then only it gets delayed. Otherwise, there is no creditor which is pending for maybe more than 10 days. So it is like that only. And regarding interest costs, so we have actually done income in interest by putting our surplus funds in banks and other places. And I don't think we have any interest cost in our books as of now. It is very minimal, if at all, that is there, because we have taken a CC limit from the bank, which mostly we are not using. That is taken for meeting any contingency or any sudden investment or requirement. So that is the only thing which is there in the books of accounts. And regarding the technology advancement, so we are working on it. We are taking help of technology just to reduce the manual aspect in our entire processing, and that is what we are already focused on, and we are taking it ahead as far as possible and as fast as possible. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Once again, I give a reminder of voting. The e-voting facility has been enabled for shareholders to vote during the meeting, and the same shall be available till 15 minutes after the closure of meeting. On behalf of the chairman, sir, I would like to thank the members of the board who are present in the annual general meeting and for their continuous guidance and counsel. I would also like to thank all the shareholders for their continued support and faith in the organization. Thank you very much and see you next year. I declare this meeting as concluded. Thank you, everyone.